But Prince and Alice and Nicola and many, many others, Miklos, for example, also show us the flip side. The vitality that comes once we remake ourselves, re-inhabit the gifts we were born with, and consciously choose to disavow the state's abuse of us. I.e., they show us that the work we do, that we give ourselves, is infinitely more vital and fertile than the work imposed under terms of coercion, whether under the pressure of necessity or hierarchy. Maybe two ways of just saying the same thing. That's one of the discussions we'll be having. We must each choose our own work. Work cannot be imposed and yet result in the harmonic arrangement of our gifts that the earth intends. Jobs, work imposed under terms of coercion, are a form of collective hypnosis. They draw us in, into narrow cells, with piped in words of encouragement to excel, and prevent us from seeing all else. The panopticon again. The panopticon ever, it's much more descriptor than metaphor. The urge to hard work can only be self-given to be truth's reflection, a response to the earth's call to give her our attention. It is absolutely wrong to impose it, wrong for the state to force a substitution of its dictates for our earth-given longing. As Proudhon says to those who believe they know our worth and so should rank us, our equality is the sine qua non of society and of the one you assess as valueless. In no case wrong him or impose upon him laws. Non-coercion undergirds our freedom, is absolutely essential for our gifts to blossom rather than be choked by the fear of the few. There is such grief at letting go our gifts, but all unconscious. And what we need each other to know as we experience this grief consciously together is that there's no need to let them go. We've been besieged, beguiled, beleaguered, and enthralled. A spell was cast over us that we can now shake ourselves out of as our ears and eyes and feelings become once again our own.